Trailside Principal Dr. Kathy Einhorn says lice outbreaks are nothing new at elementary schools, and cases of lice, she says, have nothing to do with a child's socioeconomic status or a lack of cleanliness.
Head lice are very common in elementary school because students often work very close to each other, and that is the most common form of transmission when kids are close to each other, and lice do jump from one head to the next. I think there's lots of misperceptions about it. We do have extensive information on the Park City School District website about how parents can treat lice. It's in English and Spanish. Nothing to panic over.
The school, she says, has taken precautions by wiping down all of their headphones. But according to the Centers for Disease Control, she says, headphones are a very unlikely source of lice transmission. Hats and helmets, though, certainly are.
We are urging our students not to exchange hats or headgear because that would be another form of transmission. But we're just trying to take some precautionary measures now to make sure that the handful of cases that we have don't spread even further, and to make sure parents are educated about what they can talk to their kids about and how they need to treat head lice if that happens to their child.
A symptom of head lice is an itchy scalp, and it's obvious if a child has lice, she says, just by looking.
You look through your child's hair, and if there are nits, you will see them in the hair. And there are shampoos parents can buy at the store to do the treatment. We do ask parents to keep the children home at least one day while the nits are active, do the treatment, and then check the child's head again.
It's important, she says, that a second application of medicated shampoo be applied a week later. More detailed information is on the district's website at pcschools.us. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.